There's a lot of soul searching going on in Pakistan right now. It follows the death by lynching of a student at a university in northern Pakistan. The country's parliament has condemned the killing as barbaric. The student's name was Mashal Khan. He was known for his liberal views on religion and society. The mob that killed him reportedly included fellow students, possibly also teachers, who accused him of blasphemy. And I should warn you, some of the details are hard to listen to. Sikandar Karmani has been covering the case. He's in Islamabad. Sikandar, what do we know about why Mashal was murdered?
Well, Mashal was quite open in his views to an extent. He described himself on Facebook as a humanist. He believed in a kind of secular liberal philosophy. Inside his room, there were posters of Che Guevara and Karl Marx, for example. And I was speaking to a friend of Mashal Khan's, and he was telling me that Mashal had been threatened by other students before, and that Mashal knew that he faced a degree of hostility from other students who had a more socially conservative and a more Islamist outlook. One of the students accused of being part of the lynch mob that killed him has confessed his role to police, and parts of that confession have been leaked to the media. I've seen it. And this suspect describes how he has long accused Mashal Khan of being someone who has blasphemous views on religion and on Islam, and therefore someone who needed to be tackled in some format. Why exactly things escalated so much on Thursday and of last week, and why exactly the mob decided to target him then, is still not clear.
It's a grisly story, but can you tell us how he was killed?
Yes, it's really horrific, partly because much of the assault was captured by onlookers on mobile phone footage. So you see Mashal Khan being beaten to death by a crowd of, must be a couple of hundred men, with sticks, with their fists, stamping on him. It seems that Mashal Khan was aware that the mob was looking for him. He was hiding in his hostel room. The mob, though, found him. They broke into the hostel. They kicked the door down. They kicked the door into his room down and started beating him. Post-mortem results also show that he was shot, but even long after he was dead, the mob still continued to beat his body to a real pulp in really, really graphic, violent scenes that have been shared right across Pakistan. One witness who was there told me that the mob wanted to try and set Mashal Khan's body alight and burn it. Even after having killed him, the police at that stage managed to retrieve the body. Police were on the scene, and there has been some criticism for them for not doing more to try and prevent this attack. They said that the numbers were too large for them to have done anything, and they did what they could.
What is the setting for this? It sounds just horrific. It also is kind of reminiscent of things that are going on in Bangladesh in terms of people with secular views of any sort being attacked and often murdered. But what is this blasphemous laws that are being invoked in this case that apparently set people to murder this student?
Sure. Blasphemy is actually legally punishable by death in Pakistan. Although the state has never actually carried out that penalty, a number of people have been given the death sentence, but they've never actually been executed by the state. But a significant number of people who have been accused of blasphemy, either legally or just by rumors, so to speak, have been lynched or murdered. There's been a lot of criticism here in Pakistan of the role of the state, because in recent weeks, the prime minister and the authorities here have talked a lot about blasphemy. They talked about potentially, for example, banning all social media in order to stop blasphemous content online being shared within Pakistan. So there's been some criticism by liberal commentators saying that the mood setting for this was set by the authorities, although the authorities, after a few days, came out and did condemn this awful murder.
Finally, what are the chances that Mashal Khan's killers will face justice?
Well, at the moment, there's a huge level of political pressure on this case, and there's a huge amount of public opinion really demanding that action be taken. And that feeling comes from across the political spectrum, irrespective of whether you're liberal or whether you're from the religious right wing. So I think that will go some way. Having said that, the justice system in Pakistan is ridden with problems. People who have the right connections are often able to escape punishment. Cases often drag on for many years. So, and there's such a huge number of people involved in this incident. On the other side, lots of the people who are involved, there's quite clear evidence of their involvement because it's all filmed on mobile phone footage that's been widely seen by not just the police, but by the whole of Pakistan, who will, and certainly at the moment, do seem to be demanding strict punishment for those behind this murder.
The BBC's Pakistan correspondent, Sukundar Kermani, speaking to us from Islamabad. Thanks, Sukundar.
Thanks.